Today I'm very happy to welcome Lynn Gerben. She will be on our BA camp and hold both a keynote and do a workshop for us. So, hello, Lynn.
Hi, hello.
Thanks for coming and thanks for telling us about what you will do at the BA camp. So I'm really excited. But maybe at first, could you tell us something about you and what you're doing and what connects you with business analysis?
I've been working mostly in the public sector for way over 25 years, longer than I care to remember, really. Okay. And during my life in the public sector, I saw that there could be many, many improvements to the IT systems, and not just the IT systems, but the businesses themselves. So over the years, I've been a business analyst. I started out as a subject matter expert. I then did a degree in computing and become a business analyst back in the 1990s. And ever since then, I've been really championing the role of the business analyst. Some of my roles have included being an agile coach, an agile mentor, and I've applied agile techniques as well throughout my business analysis experience. And I'm lucky enough now to not only champion it, but teach people agile and business analysis and the two together as well. And I'm working as a trainer and consultant, helping other people apply business analysis and agile.
Okay, well, that's great. So it's really cool that you're here for our conference and giving this keynote. It will be called the Strategic BA. That's very interesting because I think most BAs out there, I expect work more on the operational level. So what's in short your keynote about?
My keynote is really about applying those really valuable business analysis skills more to the business and not just the IT. I think those BA skills can be applied much wider. Mm. I think there are lots of BAs that are applying it a lot wider and having really, really good results. Sometimes when we're just focused in the IT department, the solution has already been decided. Well, BAs can actually be part of deciding whether IT is the right solution. Mm-hmm. But to do that, they need to work more strategically. So I'd like to give them some tips and techniques on how they could work more strategically and really put the business back into business analysis.
Okay, that's great. That sounds really, really very promising. And I'm really looking forward to hearing it.
Good.
So for everybody who has not yet decided to go to the BA camp, they definitely should. And the next thing, which I'm really happy about, you will also do a workshop. The workshop is about Agile. So its title is Putting the BA into Backlog, the Agile Business Analyst. And what will you cover in your workshop?
Well, this workshop's really looking at two elements. What is Agile? And actually, how can our BA business analyst be more agile? So not just about how you work on an agile project, but how can you be agile in the way you do your business analysis activities? Mm-hmm. So we'll look at that for a start. Then we'll look at some of the agile techniques around the Scrum method a little bit and look at how business analysts can work on agile projects and with and in agile development teams and some of the techniques that can really help them, so that business analysis is embedded within agile development.
Okay, because some people say that, well, in Agile, you don't need any business analysis. And so what's your opinion about this?
I think that's a myth. And I hope to dispel that myth during my workshop. That's not true at all. Somebody has to be doing business analysis. So if it's I don't mind who's doing business analysis as long as business analysis is being done. Mm-hmm. So we might need to move away a little bit from role titles because they can become barriers for successful projects and look at how somebody with the right business analysis skills can be integrated within the agile development team or help to put the agile development team in the right place with the right focus.
Okay, well, great. That sounds really very interesting. And I'm looking forward to your keynote and the workshop. And it will both take place on May 8th, so on Friday in the morning. Well, then, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And thank you for doing this short interview with us.
You're welcome.
Well, great. Then, thanks and see you in May in Vienna.
I'm very much looking forward to it. See you then, Peter.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.